If you have your Bibles, you can go ahead and open up to Acts 1 today. We are starting a new tithes and offering. I'm very excited about this because it has to do with praise, and I love to praise. It's one of my favorites. Amen. And in this story, in the first chapter of Acts, and it goes into the second chapter of Acts, it's going to be talking about Jesus explaining that there's a promised gift that's coming. And the people, his people, his disciples, are waiting for that gift. And when you're waiting for a gift, there's a word called expectancy. You ever been expecting something? Maybe something in the mail, maybe something from somebody gonna give it to you, expecting a child. There's an anticipation and an expectancy, right? It's almost like this, it's almost about to happen. And the Lord gave me this amazing acronym for praise, and it means power released after I start expecting. Let me say that again. Power released after I start expecting. There is something that happens when you begin to expect something to change. There is something that happens. There is a power that's released. We see in Acts 1, verse 5, and it says, whoops, I think I got the wrong verse. Maybe I wrote, okay, just give me 1 second. Yes, it is Acts 5. Let's start in verse 4. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Again, there's a gift. There's a promise coming, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So they know that there is a gift coming. And you skip down to verse 8, and it says, and you shall receive what? What does it say? Power. This word in the Greek means dunamis. It's where we get dynamite from, right? It's this dunamis, explosive power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So we see power comes, and when that power comes, what happens? They're supposed to do something, right? So we're going to be talking about praise, power released after I start expecting and giving. Somebody should be getting excited in this place. Because power is released when we are expecting something. They were expecting the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you turn over to chapter 2 and verse 1 through 3, it says, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place. What were they doing in that one place? They were waiting expectantly for the gift, right? Jesus had told them, do not depart. Don't go anywhere. Wait for the gift. So they're waiting all together. And in verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire, and they sat on each one of them. Verse 4, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And we know as this story goes on that after they're filled with the Holy Spirit, they go out and their lives are never the same. I'm here to tell you today, praise, power released after I start expecting is going to happen in our giving. When you give expecting a harvest, something is going to be released. And you know how you give with expectancy? You praise. We just got through going over why tithe, and we just got going over the breakthroughs that God has for our church. Well, guess what? You know how those breakthroughs are going to come? We're going to be praising the Lord. Why are we praising Him? Because we know power is released, after I start expecting. And when you praise, that's what you're telling the devil and the world around you is, I'm not focused on the lack. I'm not focused on the shortage. I'm not focused on what I see. I am focused on the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. And when that happens, explosion happens in your finances. How do I know that? Because God was faithful. God was faithful to these people when he told them to go and expect something from him. Go expecting to get the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you give, what does it say? Bring all your tithe, Malachi says. Bring all your tithe and storehouse, and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven. Has anybody ever had floodgates opened before them? I've actually been at a dam when gates are open. It's nutty. I mean, it's like there is so much water that comes out. It's almost mind-boggling. We were fishing one time at Snake River, and you had to be careful because when they let the water out, it gets scary. It goes from flat to the boat's going like this, right? And you're reeling in as fast as you can. I remember my grandpa going, okay, now get him up, as he's trying to get us out of that area. Great place to fish. The fish like all that fresh water coming in, right? But when that power is released, this force is released. If you've had the floodgates of heaven opened in your life, you will have all your debts paid, you will have more than enough, and you will be rich. But are you expecting that in your life? So often we bring our tithes and our offerings, oh yeah, the Lord said that. No. Oh yeah, the Lord said that. So we should be expecting. We should be expecting, say it with me, power released after I start expecting. That's what happens. You need to be expecting those floodgates to open when you give. This is an amazing thing. And how do you release that? You praise. It doesn't matter what it looks like in your finances. Some of us this week have heard different people, and it come forth that they've gone from having a breakthrough to all of a sudden there's all these things that are risen up. Bills that they didn't expect. Car things happening. You know what that is? That's the devil's smokescreen. He's saying, oh, you know that breakthrough offering you gave? It didn't work in your life. It didn't work for you. No. What do you do? Oh, it didn't work. No, you throw up your hands. You say, you know what, devil? It must be really big because you're trying to get me distracted from one thing when I know another thing is on the way. Amen? So we need to praise. When you get your tithes and offerings out, praise over them. Lord, I thank you for the harvest. I praise you for the harvest. Even before you get into church, you come in and you be praising the Lord. You get a bill, you take it out and you say, thank you, Jesus. You have provided more than enough for everything in my life and more than enough so I can give to every good work. It doesn't matter what we see. It doesn't matter what we hear. It doesn't matter what we feel. We go based on the word. What does the word say in our lives? And that's when something is released. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Praise releases power in our lives. I want you to close your eyes just for a second. Now I want you to imagine a dam. And you've probably been to a dam before and you see the little trickles of water, but I want you to imagine a gate being raised and this amazing force-filled flood of water bursting forth, because that's what it does. It literally bursts forth. That's what the Lord has in store for our finances. And we will usher that in, not by whining and complaining and being sad. We will usher that in with praise. 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 Father, we just thank you so much for this amazing new series, Praise in Giving, Power Released After I Start Expecting. Lord, I pray we would start expecting. Maybe we've had financial breakthroughs in the past and well, that's probably all God has. No. God, a dam doesn't just open once. It opens again and again and again and again whenever there is a need for more water further down. So, Father, I thank you that you are opening up the floodgates of heaven again and again and again and again, so there is more than enough for every good work, so we will be blessed to be a blessing. Father, I pray over every one of the attacks that has come against the families in this church this past week, over their finances, and I say enough in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for a flood of finances. I thank you, Father, for a flood of testimonies of how God has provided again and again and again and again, because God, we know the bottom line is you are faithful. When you promise, you fulfill. And we just praise you for that today over our giving, Father. We praise you for that over our incomes. We praise you for that over our bank accounts, Father. We give you the praise and the glory because, Father, we know it is from you. You are the one who brings us the power to get wealth. And we just give you all the praise and glory today for your word, Father. We are expecting the power in our giving. In Jesus' name, amen.